When you're driving home and you see a cruiser pulling somebody over, you try to move over to the left? You don't? You just zip on by in the lane right next to them? You realize you're breaking the law? I didn't realize that. I thought that was just a courtesy thing. But now, you know, hearing about the reports about these steer clear violations and the police crackdown, it's like, oh my goodness. I feel bad for the people who got cited, but I'm kind of glad it made news because now I know. Robin Mungo with us from the state police. Robin, welcome to KDK. Good to have you back on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So all this time I was being courteous most of the time. it was actually those occasions I was obeying the law, huh?
Yes, you were. And we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you do. I mean, it took a great effort for me to kind of veer to the left a little bit like that and make sure that the lane was clear. I'm glad that you appreciate my efforts.
Yeah, it's pretty scary when you're out there making those traffic stops and, you know, it's just you, your body, and a car that's going past you at least 55 miles per hour.
Yeah, what I was really surprised about is that the people who decided to speed. As I'm reading the report about what took place with this crackdown, the number of people who drove by at, 90 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, I'm guessing they thought, well, initially you see flashing lights, and then you think, oh my goodness, I got to slow down, there's a cop. And then you realize they pulled somebody else over, and I'm guessing there are people out there who think, well, this cop's busy writing that ticket. I can go ahead and speed up now. Is that what happens?
Well, I don't know, but I think it's safe to assume that that is a possibility. They're thinking they're not going to see another officer for a while, so here's an opportunity. Like you said, that officer is busy conducting a traffic stop, and they're not going to stop what they're doing to come out and pull me over. So,
yes. Yeah,
I can see how that could be possible, someone speeding once they see someone officer off to the side of the road.
And this applies to police officers, ambulance, fire trucks, tow trucks.
Emergency vehicles.
Yeah, but it doesn't. What about people who are just out there changing their own tire? I mean, if you come across a car and there's a person standing around the car, is there any law that you're aware of that compels people to go to the left?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure if that's covered, but think of it this way. If you're out there, or if you have a family member, your child who's just learning how to drive is out there and attempting to change a tire, would you want someone to pull over if they have the have the ability to pull over? And sometimes you don't have the ability to pull over. But what I tell people, slow down enough so when you do hit me, I'll survive.
Well, that would be nice.
Know, yeah, if you
I really don't think
down, it would make it a little bit easier for the individual who's on the side of the road.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if just a motorist who's stranded, who's making a change of a tire themselves, if they're covered under that. I would have to look into that.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point that you bring up. You know, slow down so that I can survive the impact. I mean, is that really asking that much?
No, it's not. And we've seen all of the clips. You know,
yes.
This law has been in effect here for the past couple of years, but we've seen the videos over and over of the police officers who have been struck by motorists who aren't paying attention. So, you know, we kind of call it a common sense law.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned earlier, out of courtesy, you move over, and that's the right thing to do. But unfortunately, we have to make laws to remind people to do the right thing. And, you know, I always tell people, put yourself in a situation. We've seen people lose side mirrors. I know troopers personally who have been hit by vehicles, maybe not to the point where they're laying out on the highway, but
right.
They've been clipped by vehicles. And a lot of times we will make a traffic stop on a passenger side because it's just not safe out there.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever feel guilty when you do this to people? I mean, it's one thing when, at least in my mind, when you're going down the road and then the cruiser is just set up, maybe just over the top of the hill or, you know, kind of just off to the side of the road and you just weren't paying attention and you got nabbed. But you guys are really good at kind of hiding behind hillsides, you know, backing behind corners and shrubs and things. And do you guys ever feel guilty about getting people like that?
Well, You mean as far as pulling someone over for speeding?
Yes.
No, not really. I don't think we feel guilty at all because the speed limit is the speed limit. And, you know, some people will debate that I think the speed limit should be raised.
Right.
But that's not for law enforcement officers to make that decision. That's not an argument that we have. We can only enforce the laws that are already out there.
Well, everyone
has a right to a hearing if they feel that, you know, there was some type of entrapment or something. But I tell people all the time, it's not a speed trap because there's no one in that vehicle that's pushing your foot down on an accelerator to make you go faster. You are the one that's in control of that vehicle.
That's a very good point. I've heard other police officers say that it's not always the posted speed limit that is the issue and whether or not a car is going over that, considering that the traffic may be consistently going over that posted speed limit. Say it's a 55 and all the traffic's doing, say, 62 or whatever. But the police officers will kind of travel that road and then make a determination as to what needs to be broken, what speed needs to be broken before they'll pull somebody over. Can you speak to that, please?
And that's absolutely right. Not too long ago, I don't know if you remember, it kind of made some news. On 79, we were doing an operation. It's called Operation Yellow Jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled over 100-some vehicles within a matter of a few hours, and not one vehicle was going under 80 miles per hour. And it's posted 55. So, yes, we realize in some areas that the speed is going faster than the posted speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some officers, you know, that will wait until someone's going a certain speed before they will pull them over. And that's a perfect example of how we just waited until they were going 80. And it was easy for us to do that. People, and you know, you pull people over all the time, and they say, "Well, you know, I didn't think I was speeding.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the speed limit was 65. Well, even if you think the speed limit is 65, you were still going 80 miles per hour.
Right. Well, what about the argument that people will give you? Well, other people are speeding too. You didn't pull them over.
Well, if someone jumped off a bridge, would you jump off of it? Same argument. You know, you can't.
You sound like my mother right now.
Well, you have to be responsible for your actions. And
okay.
No, I could not pull over everyone. Can officers pull over multiple vehicles? Yes. It has been done. It will continue to be done. I've done it myself in the past.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, just because someone is speeding does not give you the right to speed. And I tell people all the time when we go out to do safety presentations,
mm-hmm.
that if someone is speeding, and you know, if you're hanging out in that left lane, which you should be in that right lane because that left lane is for passing, just get out of their way, let them go about their business, and let us have the job of catching that person who's speeding.
My personal experience has always been that, and the occasions that I've been pulled over, and it's not been a large number, but I have gotten more warnings than I have gotten tickets. And I would like to think it's because of the way that I handle the situation. I mean, it's always a yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, polite, answer the questions. And if I had one particular highway patrolman over in Ohio decide that he wanted to treat me like I was his son and then lecture me for 10, 15 minutes, I took it, and then I got a warning instead of a ticket. Does the behavior of the individual being pulled over have any impact on the likelihood of getting a ticket or not?
I'm sure it does, but understand it's left up to the officer who's making the traffic stop. He or she has their own discretion on whether they're going to issue a written warning,
mm-hmm.
or issue a citation. Now, after doing this for 17 years,
yes.
Does a person's behavior kind of dictate to me what type of how I'm going to handle the situation? You
mm-hmm.
better believe it.
Yes.
You know, and we teach people all the time, especially young kids and not just young kids, but anyone, how to conduct themselves during a traffic stop. You have to understand, once that ticket is written, mm-hmm. it's not an argument to have there with that officer.
Yes.
And I tell everyone, and it's usually our practice to tell mm-hmm. a defendant that you have a right to a hearing.
Okay.
And if you want to take that hearing, that's where we can argue this case, but not right here on the highway.
All right. Some people have suggested that, you know, girls are able to, you know, to get out of tickets because they'll flirt with the guys a little bit.
What if they're pulled over by a female officer?
Well, I guess if she bats from that side of the plate. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, will it do me any good if I start flirting with a trooper that happens to be female? I mean,
probably not.
No? Would she take offense to that?
I don't know if I would take offense to it.
Yes.
But, you know, we're about handling business, and we are trained, all trained the same way. We are very professional at mm-hmm. what we do.
Okay.
And I would want to, I would like to think that every officer is going to conduct themselves in a professional manner, and they're going to be professional about it, and there won't be, you know, anyone batting their eyelashes or... You know,
so if you were to walk up, and I need to look at you and go, you know, hey baby, then I'm probably going to get the ticket, right?
If it's coming from me, yeah. because I'm a trooper, not a baby.
Trooper Chicky. Can I do that? No, that'd probably be a bad thing too.
Probably.
Do you have a couple of minutes to answer some questions from some callers? Because some people are lining up. They'd like to be able to talk to you.
Sure.
Okay.
I do.
Robin Mungo is with us with the Pennsylvania State Police. I want to give you a chance to be able to talk to her about this. Steer clear violations. I didn't realize it was the law. I thought I was just being really nice. You know, some days you're courteous. Some days you feel like, you know, I don't want to be as courteous as I was yesterday. So you don't do it. But it's the law. And we'll get to your calls and talk more about the rules of the road coming up next. News Radio 1020, KDK. 6:50, I'm Angino. With me, Robin Mungo, the state police, and your phone calls. Dave in Brentwood, good evening. You're on KDKA.
Yes, Robert. Just one second. I'll turn my radio down.
All right, real quick for me, buddy.
Okay.
What do you got? Dave? Dave, you back? I tell you what, hold on. I'll come back to you in a second. Thomas Monroeville, good evening. You're on KDKA.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
My question is, you said it was tow trucks you had to pull over for and stuff like that. Is it all vehicles with amber lights? Is it like if you go through these malls, you see they're running amber lights all the time, salt trucks, whatever. Do you have to yield to those also?
If they're along the side of the road?
Say they had to get from one property to another, and they were using their yellow lights. We'll just say a security vehicle, and they had different properties. And they had a medical emergency or whatever at another one of their properties, and they decided to use their yellow lights, because I've seen that happen. Even some of them have sirens also.
Okay, Tom, let her answer the question here, Tom.
The steer clear law is for situations along the side of the highway,
mm-hmm.
Not just someone that's going from property to property or the security guard at the mall. It would be for someone that has an emergency on the side of the road. It's not even for someone that's on the side of the road talking on their cell phone, or it's not for a tow truck that might just be sitting on the side of the road waiting for a call. It's for someone that's dealing with an emergency.
Right.
You know, you might see a tow truck actually underneath a car, hooking it up to put it up on its tow. Or, you know, we have, during rush hour traffic, we have the Parkway Services trucks, and they might be giving someone gas. It's for those type of situations.
Okay, so when these vehicles are pulled over to the side of the road and their lights are on, is that mm-hmm. an important part of this as well? Because you talked about the tow truck that just happens to be on the side of the road without the lights on. Do you have to pull over for it if it just by itself?
No, you do not.
Okay,
no,
so if it's there and the lights are on, then you are compelled to pull one lane over.
Yes, and they're handling an emergency. Yes, handling a situation.
Okay, now dealing with his question about What if you come across a vehicle that has lights like that, yellow lights? Is there a policy or a law in place about giving them right away as you're engaging with them or coming across them in traffic of any kind?
Only vehicles that are covered under the vehicle code can have certain types of lights and certain colors of lights.
Okay.
The only thing that I could possibly think of other than a tow truck that would be assisting or a PennDOT type vehicle.
Yes.
Sometimes you see people who are doing surveys, and a lot of times they are contracted by PennDOT when they're out doing these road surveys. If they're not outside of their vehicle, then they would not be covered underneath that because they're not taking care of an emergency situation. A lot of times they're just on the side of the road.
Okay.
You can tell when it's an emergency situation. There's multiple vehicles there, at least two more vehicles there, or just someone that's on the side of the road standing outside of the vehicle.
All right. Dave and Brentwood, let me go back to you. Dave, you there?
Yes, Robert. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm wondering, what does the state police do with Governor Rendell when he's tearing down the pike at 100 miles an hour? What do they do with him?
Well, we obviously no longer have Governor Rendell.
Oh, I know, but
that would be something that someone from Harrisburg would have to answer, because I just handled the public information that comes out of the Pittsburgh station, but something of that magnitude would have to come out of our headquarters in Harrisburg.
And when it comes to politicians getting tickets, politicians get pulled over, politicians get cited. I mean, my goodness, we've heard of politicians being arrested for DUI, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it isn't as though because they're a politician, there's an automatic free pass that's built into this.
Oh, not at all. We don't pick and choose. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're breaking the law. You're breaking the law. I know a lot of people who are known in the community who have gotten tickets. I know a lot of people who aren't known in the community that have gotten tickets or gotten written warnings. You know, we don't say because you're so-and-so, you don't get a ticket. You're breaking the law. You're breaking the law. I mean, if that person is speeding and we don't do anything about it, and they go down the street and hurt someone, injure someone,
right?
You know, we got an issue now. It doesn't matter who they are.
Right. Robin Mungo with the State Police. Robin, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have yourself a great night.